Welcome back to the All Days Off podcast. We are here. What up, Alex? How are you doing?
Never been better, buddy.
You look great, dude.
I'm in the best headspace. Everything's fantastic.
Great, yeah. Everything's fantastic.
Feeling good. 30 is amazing, by the way.
Yeah. Really? You look younger. You look younger.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Do I? Wow.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You look like you're aging twice as fast.
I think I've put on like 10 pounds since 30.
Really?
Or really.
That's sick.
We're really making progress.
Putting on 10 pounds is pretty easy. It's a lot easier than taking off. Yeah, which is kind of fucked up, right?
Life's been too easy being a thin guy. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It's Sunday right now. And to be honest, not too scary. They're not really scary anymore.
Well, good for you, dude.
It's because I work from home. I mean, like, are you going to be working in the office tomorrow? Are you working from home?
No, I guess, honestly, yeah, it's kind of like, especially doing comedy, it's like every day is fucking work now. So yeah. I guess like, yeah, it's Monday, whatever.
It's tough. I know.
I just know it's gonna be a long week of work.
Dude, I used to be terrified on Sundays. Like my anxiety used to go through the roof. Now I'm just like, oh, I just get to like wake up tomorrow and just kind of play Fortnite, go to the other side of my room. I'm gonna have to do laundry at some point
because
I ran out of, today is my last day of underwear, so like I have to do it.
Last day of shirts apparently too.
What?
Last day of shirts apparently too.
This shirt's fucking sick, right?
I want to post a picture and get a little pull from the fans.
Okay, fine.
Holly showed up and just ripped you.
You just wear plain nothing. You just wear a bunch of plain nothing.
I don't need to. I don't need to flash with my clothes. It's my personality that flashes.
Yeah, barely.
Yes, you're so right, dude. I'm the worst.
You should start wearing like fucking rainbow jackets and shit.
I need to shake something up. Something.
Yeah.
Maybe I need a nickname.
A nickname?
Yeah.
What about A-Dog?
That's what I get brought up as now.
A-Dog. What up, A-Dog?
A-Dog the King.
A-Pop.
Poppy A?
A-Pop.
What, Ronnie Ronson.
Ronnie. Yeah. I didn't know your friends called you Ronnie.
So many stupid nicknames that I got from my friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just it was guy. Just like Aronson's too much.
None as bad as Minotaur or Sack.
Sack. His nickname was Sack.
Homburg, your nickname was Sack.
I got hit in the nuts during baseball practice during freshman year baseball in high school. Screamed, fuck, my sack hurts.
Hell
and
yeah.
Henceforth have been named Sack by Sack. Everyone who went to high school with me.
That's good. That's a good
that's
a good
such
one.
A great story.
That's a good
too.
One. That's yeah. a good one. Nice.
I earned
Sack.
It.
Yeah, it. My nickname I guess should be Seizures then.
Yeah, Seize Daddy.
Yeah, Seize Daddy. It should be Apnea.
Apnea.
Yeah.
Nah.
Sack. That's
Appy Alex.
Al the human apnea.
Al the human. There's so many. What are you? Micro. No, Micro is like your.
Micro is my little brother's name.
Why Micro? Just because he's like the smaller Yaskowitz?
Yeah. It's Micro.
Yeah.
Because he has pretty, a micro cock.
Pretty sick. Yeah, oh, too. I don't think about my little brother's cock like that, but.
Micro penis.
Yeah, micro penis.
I may or may not.
I've seen it.
Yeah. It's been tough. It's been I'm just trucking through right now. I'm just trucking through the weeks, the days. Got some more stories and whatever. Corey's stories. Here we are again.
There we go. Used to be Corey's complaints at the beginning, and now we're back to Corey's got some stories.
Corey with the stories.
It used to be, I hate bugs, but now it's Corey's got a story.
Don't even get me started, because now, like last week, all my friends, they went out east, and they were complaining about getting all these mosquito bites. So I was like, they're fine. I don't care, you know, because I got no mosquito bites.
Yeah.
Get one mosquito bite, I'm having a fucking breakdown.
Yeah, but admit you'd rather be with your boys in Montauk getting mosquito bites than not.
I don't know. I think they should all die, and I still can't believe it's been a year, and they're still existing.
Yeah.
Every single one of
them. It's almost like no one listens to our podcast.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid. It's just like, I don't understand what's happening, and people are just like, why do you value humans' life over bugs' life? Well, because humans created the internet, and we're fucking sick and cool. Bugs suck dick.
Yeah, every day, though, I'm more like, maybe we don't need the internet. Maybe the whole thing was a mistake.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would just like to be a cicada, just high and fucking right now.
Just hide?
Yeah, no, high. Apparently they're on some sort of like drug that makes them like acid. Do all the fucking. It's an acid.
It's acid for cicadas.
Acid for cicadas. So like they're just like on an LSD trip and having crazy amounts of sex. Yeah.
And then dying.
And then dying.
Do you know more about that, or like kind of a little bit more in depth with like cicadas rolling their face offs on acid?
Well, they do it once every 17 years, so it better be fucking good is all I know. I don't know. They make a lot of noise.
Yeah, they do make some noise.
They're just screaming.
They bring the noise.
They're screaming because they're tripping so hard. They're like, I gotta fuck.
was about to say, it kind of sounded like Al at 4:30 a.m. the other night.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, so I'm just kind of fed up, man. Just fed up. More Corey stories. Just more stuff. More ridiculous nonsense.
Yeah, they're never good stories.
They're always great stories.
I mean, they're great stories, but it's never...
Oh, never positive. Never positive.
Never good for Corey.
Yeah. Those
Corey's
are
sad stories. Corey's are, brutal stories. I
those
don't know.
Are usually the most entertaining ones, though.
Yeah.
Where I get hit by a car.
Where you lock my keys in the apartment.
Out, lose $200, yeah. Which Alex still has not called his apartment about yet. Whatever. Nah. Scratch it. $200 written off.
Hold on. What's up? Rick's here. Let me just pivot 1 second.
Okay,
you don't have
fine.
To even answer, but here's what's happening. Like, I told him, you know, he locked us out, locked me out.
Yes.
Had to pay $200 for a locksmith to come and pop the lock open. And he's like, call the super and ask, like, what's the deal with that?
It's like, so...
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit. Stupid lease. You guys have bad lawyers.
Our fault. Right. Okay, back to the story.
Okay, so it's just more nonsense happening. It all starts back when Alex turned 30. So pretty much what happened was these girls came to like one of the beginning shows and they hung out with us after. We were all getting drunk, you know, drinking, celebrating Alex's birthday. This one girl in particular after the show, like four or five dudes were hitting on her the entire night. And also she kind of vaguely mentioned that she had a boyfriend. So I was like, all right, fuck this. I'm not talking to this girl.
Right.
Like, whatever. I'm not wasting my time. And also saturated
there,
market.
Done that.
Yeah. Saturated market. I'm not like getting myself involved, like competing with like six other dudes to try to talk to this girl. So whatever, the end of the night comes and she comes up to me and she gives me her number and she's like, I want you to take my number, like you've been kind of cool all night. I was like, oh, I was like kind of surprised by it, but yeah. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then after I text her, I was like, hey, it was nice meeting you, blah blah blah, like we should totally hang out sometime. So then she answers, she's like, yeah, like, well, let's do it, I'm down to hang, blah blah blah. And then that happens. And we didn't really set up a date or whatever. And then I text her. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. All of a sudden, tonight's my only free night to hang out. I know it's like pretty sun and everything like that. Like, are you down? She's like, sorry, like I can't really do it tonight, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay. And then I said, I'm down to hang out at other times, like if we set up a plan or whatever. And she never really answered me. And then out of nowhere on Thursday, she texts me. She says, hey, what's going on? Kind of same thing. All of a sudden, tonight's my only free night of the week.
She says, wait, I thought you said the first time.
Yeah, and then she said that again on Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
She said, tonight's my only free night of the week. Would you like to hang? Like, whatever. I was like, okay, like, yeah, like, I could be down. Oh, no, sorry. I was just like, I actually have shows tonight. Are you down to hang out later? I know it might be too late, whatever, probably like 10-ish. She says, okay, probably not. It's probably going to be too late for me. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, we could set up another date next week. She's
Jesus
like,
Christ, did you guys meet up or not?
Just let me fucking talk. Uncle, why you do this? Let me talk. I'm getting to it. So she's like, it might be too late for me. I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, I'm down to set up another day unless you want to just keep doing this all of a sudden. Tonight's my only night free. Like, whatever. And then she's like, I'm free all next week. If you're down to like whatever. I was like, okay, let's grab drinks Tuesday. Are you free? I'll pick a spot. She doesn't really answer me, or she says Tuesday's good. I really kind of forgot. And then at the show, she hits me up. She calls me. She's like, hey, what's up? I'm actually out still right now. If you want to meet up at a bar, I'm in downtown right now. I'm going to a bar near your show. I was like, okay, yeah, for sure. I'm down, whatever. She's like, I'll text you the bar. I'm with like one of my friends and whatever. She texts me the bar. I look at the name of the bar. It's called Flaming Saddles. So I'm just like, okay, well, this is obviously a gay bar. I don't really know what to expect.
Right.
So I meet up with you, whatever, beforehand. I'm like, I do not want to show up to this bar early. I actually walked to the bar and I sat outside for like another, because she gave me an ETA, right?
Oh, they had not been there yet?
So I didn't know that. Okay. So she gave me an ETA of about like, I'll be there in 10 minutes. So
it would have been funny if you show up and some gay guy's like, oh, Corey, you're here. And she was like, what?
So I'm just like sitting out there. I actually waited outside for like 10 minutes after the 10 minute mark because I was like, I'm going to make sure that she's here. I'm not going to arrive before her or being early or whatever. So then she finally texted me, was like, hey, like, let me know when you come through. I'm like, okay, like I go there. I'm here. I went in. We're talking.
I'm here. I'm queer. Let's go.
The bar is totally gay, which is like, whatever. less competition now, right?
Yeah.
Less competition now. So I'm like, okay, like it seems like
more for her.
Yeah. I guess. So there's literally only two girls at the bar. It's her and her friend. And then everyone else is just dudes. And we're talking. Everything's going well. Get her drinks, blah, blah, blah. And then I was also saying, like, I'm also still down to grab drinks on Tuesday if you're down. She's like, yeah, like, let's do it. I was like, okay. And then, like, 5 minutes passes. She mentions her boyfriend again. I was like, oh, you actually do have a boyfriend. And she was like, yeah. I was like, she's like, I didn't really make that clear. I was like, no, not really, to be honest. Like, you came up to me, you gave me your number, and then you hit me up out of nowhere saying, like, tonight's my only night to hang. So my thought is, like, either she, like, barely has a boyfriend, long-distance relationship, or she just cheats. Like, that's, like, the only thing going through my head.
And like,
or, ladies, or it fell through.
Girls can't expect to sing. Like, a guy is just, they don't care. If you say you have a boyfriend, okay, fine, whatever. But then if you, like, continue to talk in, like, a flirty way, then offer your number, like, okay, well, clearly you don't give a shit about your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm into you, so what do you think? Let's be friends.
You're ridiculous. Right. It's, like, ridiculous thought process.
I would love to meet
your
boyfriend sometime. Like, what do you think we're trying to...
what is
let's
this?
Go catch a game together.
Yeah, what the fuck do you think this is? Right. So then I was, like, I was, like, pretty upset about it, and she's, like, I'm sorry, blah, 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 and I was just, like, whatever. Like, I just, like, kind of played it off, like, no big deal. And then I text her after the night. Probably shouldn't have. I text her after the night. I was, like, hey, sorry for making it weird. I really didn't think you had a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you owe no apology,
yeah,
by the way.
Like, I really didn't. Yeah. I shouldn't have even apologized. And then she was like, yeah, just like thought you were kind of cool, wanted to hang platonically. And I was just like, honestly, like, I don't think we should get drinks on Tuesday. I don't think we should hang out because of this. Like, I'm into you, you're not into me, it's not gonna work, and like whatever. And then she hits me up with this ridiculous response that like tries to pin me as the bad guy.
Yeah.
She hits me up back, it's like, what, so you would only want to hang out with me if you could sleep with me?
Nailed it. Like, you're a brilliant lady.
Like, I was like, that's totally not fair to say after everything that just you came up to me, you gave me your number, you hit me up out of nowhere saying like you could only hang out tonight. So I'm thinking like some shit's up, like let me investigate. And then she like brings up that she has a boyfriend again. I was just like, this is ridiculous. How can you possibly say that? That's like such an absurd thing to say.
Yeah,
like if you want to make friends, that's not how you do it.
Yeah,
you don't give your number out to guys like that, like platonically. They're like and like make it seem like you're getting like going on a date and shit, and then you drop I have a boyfriend, and she tries to pin me as a bad guy. It's like, what, you would only hang out with me if I sleep with you? She's like, yes, honestly, like when you put it that, if you want to put it that way, sure.
I mean, yeah, that ultimately, if she told you that I have a boyfriend and it's serious, here's my number, but I'd never want to hang out with you like that, you would be like, okay, well, like maybe, you know, like I'm not really here to make friends with, by the way, a very attractive girl who like, you know, you're not. Yeah. I just like, there gets to a point in your life where like, unless you work with the girl, you're never going to be friends with that girl.
The possibility of sex is the only thing animating this relationship.
Yes, that's like pretty much what's happening.
I just don't understand how girls don't get that.
And it doesn't make any sense to me. Like you could tell. Like meeting some random girl at a bar, she gives you her number. That like totally means like, okay, maybe she's into me.
Yeah.
Like if you want to make friends with somebody, it's got to be boyfriends, friends that you hung out with a couple times, and like after a few times, like you're just friendly.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Going to a bar is not where you meet dudes, single dudes, become friends with. You gotta join a fucking co-ed softball team.
Yeah.
Go join a fucking book club. Do something where that you're interested in. You hang out. You see those people over and over again. That's how you become friends.
Go also, to work.
Yeah.
Go to exactly. Work. Hop on Zoom.
Be less of a nerd. Have friends already.
Yeah, that too. Like, Jesus, grow the fuck up. At some point, you don't need more friends. If you don't have them by now, let's just forget about it.
Yeah. And like, she was nice about it at the end. She's like, I feel bad. Like, let me buy you a drink back. Blah, blah. It's like, okay, like, whatever. Now, like, I kind of feel like a fucking loser. But it was just so ridiculous that she, like, tried to pin me as a bad guy. And you could tell by, like, the way, like, she kind of went about all of this is that this probably happened before. She probably, like, tried making friends with a guy who probably was into her, wanted to, like, get with her or whatever. And just the way she went about it obviously made it seem like she was flirting with me and wanted to go out. We had a drink date. I was like, I'm not going to go. I was like, I have one free day a week, like maybe two. I'm not going to spend it on going on a date with a girl who's not into me. Like, how does that blow your mind?
It's not a date.
That's not a date.
Yeah.
Like, how does that blow your mind? grabbing drinks alone. She's like, I do that with my other guy friends too. I'm like, well, they're fucking simps, or they have boyfriend, or they have girlfriends, or they have boyfriends. I don't know.
Or these are friends that you've had for a while.
For a while. Not like some random dude you met at a bar and gave your number.
But like, if I were her boyfriend too, I'd be like, wait, whoa.
Yeah, right. You're like, that's what I'm saying too.
Giving your number to single dudes to like become friends with them. I'm like,
I don't
that's
get
not
it.
Chill.
Doesn't
at
make
all.
Sense. Yeah. Doesn't make sense. Yeah. I thought about that too. I'm like, if I'm in the boyfriend's perspective, I'm just like, well, I don't know, man. Like, right. I don't know. So then next thing I know, I'm just like sitting in a gay bar for like another 30 minutes, just hanging out, try to like be cool, like fit in, like not like act like I'm like all fucking pissed off about this, which I obviously like kind of was.
Right. Not trying to make you feel bad, but if I were in your position where like this girl just thought that like, yeah, like I can be just friends with an attractive girl. Like
I have attractive friends.
I would be mad. I'd be like, who the fuck do you think I am?
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I was mad. It was just like, it was also like,
I'd be insulted.
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. It was a little bit of both. It was just like, she wasn't really making it clear. Also, the fact that like she hit me up out of nowhere, out of nowhere, saying tonight's my only free night. Like, do you want to hang out? Like, what does that imply? Mm-hmm. What does that entail?
Yeah,
I don't know. You know what I mean? And then I'm just now at a gay bar trying to not act pissed off.
If you're saying tonight,
there's only one other girl there and it's her friend.
If you just want friends, just text every now and then.
Yeah.
Hey, how was your day?
Yeah.
How's work today? Not like, hey, this is my only free night.
Or immediately try setting me up with one of your other friends.
Is that what she did?
No. That's what you should do.
Oh, yeah.
To like make it seem like, hey, I'm not into you at all. Like, get away from me, but I have a friend for you.
Yeah. She's not nearly as attractive or cool as me, but...
Yeah.
I think you'd like her.
Get a grip, you know? Like, I don't know.
This
just a whole
waste. Men and women are very different. You know, I feel like everyone's just trying to, like, everyone's trying to sell this narrative.
Everyone's
the same, but we have a million labels to label everybody so that we know that they're different. But, like, we're all the same. Men and women have different understandings of the way these things work, and it comes head to head. And just this is why guys are like, girls are stupid, and girls are like, guys are so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't want to get into what I did, but very recent situation where a girl was like, your buddy is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Alex
really
doesn't want to get into it, but he's just
really
a fucking moron.
Again, like I did preface in the beginning, kind of saying that she did mention a boyfriend, but every time she was asked about it, she was like pretty much pushing away from it. Mm-hmm. She's pretty much pushing away from it when anybody asked about it. Like, yeah, we just started being exclusive like 2 days ago, but like she did not act like she had a boyfriend. And then after the whole night of me like not hitting on her because one, I think she kind of has a boyfriend, but I don't really know. And there's like six other dudes hitting on her.
Yeah.
She comes up to me. She's like, I want you to take my number.
Dude, I wonder if because you were the only one not hitting on her, she was like, oh, he must
be
gay.
He's gay. Yeah, okay. And like, that's why I'm going to bring him to a gay bar.
To where he's
but like, she saw my set and like, obviously like wasn't gay, you know?
Would you say I fuck chicks in my set?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
I talk about like girls and stuff. Yeah. I also do talk about how like tall dudes could see over the urinal dividers while they pee.
And you talk about wanting to see
wanting
their penises.
To be taller. Yeah.
Mixed signals. You're both sending out mixed signals. That
nah, time. She sent it out way worse. Like, come on.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I know, I'm joking. Speaking of just how, like, men and women interpret these types of situations, like, so differently, either willingly, because, again, back to this girl, like, we were saying, your girl.
My girl?
She said she had a boyfriend, but she's also, like, pretty non-committal about it. She's like, it's my first, it's like, I don't really know. Like, my first boyfriend, whatever. So, like, part of me is saying that like she may have just loved the attention that she was getting, or she thought you were gay. I don't know. It's one of those.
So that's what I was thinking the night of, like when I really wasn't talking to her that much. Like that's I was just like, this girl, she just wants the attention. It's gonna be a waste of time. Blah blah blah. And like she said, she has a boyfriend, but she's really not like acting too much like it. And she every time it was asked, she kind of like put it under the table. So like I wasn't saying I'm not like insinuating she's a bad person or a bad girlfriend or anything like that. I'm just insinuating that like whatever she's in seems kind of complicated. And when she texted me, I was kind of just like, maybe it's over. Maybe they just didn't last the week.
Yeah. Like, you know? Also, like, hang out tonight.
Yeah.
Only night I'm free.
Yeah.
Boyfriend's out of town. Like, what?
Yeah. Right. Parents aren't home.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, I like sort of similar, not similar situation, because I look way cooler in the situation than you do in your story.
Yeah, of course.
But I had a one night stand with a girl, and then this was like a month ago or so. Met her after a show. It was just like very clearly a one night stand. But then I was on an actual date with a girl. This was like a second date with a girl at a bar. And the girl who I had a one night stand with walked in with a guy. I saw her face, was like, I know this girl. And like I honestly like couldn't place it.
You really couldn't?
Really could not place it for a few minutes.
That's dim lighting.
What?
Dim lighting.
Dim light. It was dark. I had a couple drinks.
Yeah.
I was like, who
Come
is
on.
This girl?
It could have been anyone. If you saw your mom, you might be like, I don't know who that is, right?
Jesus. I really couldn't place it. And I was like, oh my God, remembered her name. Slept with this girl. She's with a guy. And she looks at me and she just looks distraught. Just
really?
Like, it looks like a sickness, just like.
That's tough. That's a tough scene.
And so
that's also taking over. If this is our first date, like the emotions are probably.
I don't know if this was her first date with the guy that she came in with. This was my second date with the girl.
Yeah.
Who I was on. The funny part of, like, I think like right before this part, when this girl walked in, the girl I was on a date was asking me, she's like, so do you just like meet girls at shows and then like, and then take them out as this girl who I just met at a show and didn't take out.
Yeah.
Walks in and, you know, whatever. So then the girl orders a drink and then she makes eye contact with me and she gets up and she has to walk by me to go to the bathroom. I do everything.
How close? Like, was it
I think she intentionally.
Like, you smelled the perfume leaving. Oh, you don't say that again.
I think she intentionally walked closer to me than she had to, because I did not look. I did not want to make eye contact.
Yeah, of course.
Her. Because first of all,
eyes on the ground the entire time.
My eyes were locked on the girl.
On the girl. Oh, yeah.
Locked in. Like, she's not knowing what's going on.
And it made you probably look like a better guy to the girl you were on a date with. Because you were locked in. She's like, oh, he's looking at my eyes, you know?
Well, also,
he's really paying attention to me.
Yeah. I was conflicted about how I handled it after, but in the moment, I was like, there's no way I'm acknowledging that I know this girl.
Yeah, of course you can't.
Okay, so she walks by. I don't make eye contact at all, but she definitely brushed me closer than like she needed to. So she goes to the bathroom. I continue the conversation. Clearly, she texts the guy that she is on the date with, and the guy calls the bartender over, and he's like, oh, can we get the drinks to go and a check? She's not feeling well.
No
And I hear
way.
This happening. And now at this point, I'm like not really looking at the girl on my date. I'm like looking at the guy. I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, so you heard... that close that you could
hear we're literally we're at a bar. It's a very small bar, a very cool place.
Sitting
at a bar. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The girl, I'm sitting here. My girl's right there. You're basically not as far. Like, you're
shut up.
A little bit further than we are.
Shut
right
up.
Now, swear to God.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm her, like, I'm like dipping too.
Because it was like the corner of the bar. So
I wonder what she said.
So I don't know. I'm
Do you think it was, because you don't know how deep they're into their relationship, so like could have been either like, hey, like I'm feeling sick, I have to leave. Like maybe she literally said that to him, or maybe it was just kind of like a, like they were like close enough where she just like texted him, being like, hey, like some guy I used to get with that I hate is here, some like weird shit like that.
Well, like if a little wrinkle is that the girl who walked in, who I slept with.
Like, did you just cock block that guy?
I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean? What if it was their first date too?
Yeah.
And you just ruined this guy's night, like, indirectly, and he has no idea.
If that's the case, and she was straight up, it'd be hilarious. If she texted him from the bath, like, hey, this guy I used to hook up with who I hate is here, be like, we gotta go. He must have looked at me like, fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't know, because I feel like if that was the case and it did ruin something for him, she wouldn't have, like, he wouldn't have known about it.
Yeah.
I want you to get to, you don't have her number, do you?
I do.
Oh my God.
There's no way I want to reengage.
That'd be so funny.
Especially when I have her number and I never texted her.
Yeah.
Because no way I'm going to reengage now.
Yeah. It's tough.
But what was I going to say? But she mentioned, I guess part of her hesitancy was that she has a boyfriend, not has a boyfriend, but like a long distance one that was like almost, that was like basically done, like just broke up with a guy, but they were like working on it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So she was like,
not okay. Working too hard.
Yeah. So like I think we made out and she said something like, all right, well, I guess this is the end of that thing. And again, it's the same situation. It's like, is it my responsibility to take care of this guy?
Yeah.
You know? Like, so I was just like, you just go with it.
Yeah. Right.
I felt bad, but then in the end, I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. Just like you shouldn't have had to apologize to the other girl. Like, you didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't
I said wrong. Sorry, and yeah. I was just like, I guess I said sorry, you know?
Whatever. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with apologizing.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, you know what I love about this Apple Watch that I got?
What?
I could just, like, look at it. It's like having...
It's something to do?
You know, because, like, a lot of times you'll take out your phone to stare at your phone, but that's the extra step, taking out your phone to stare at your phone when you know there's nothing to look at. I could just look at my watch, just, like, swipe.
Yeah, you just swipe. What can you swipe. Do even do on that?
I'm just changing faces. Just putting different faces. Checking my notification. No notifications.
Nothing.
Okay, swipe back up, whatever. Oh, maybe I'll mess around with the settings.
I'm gonna check my stuff right now, see if... Only 14 girls texted me? What the fuck?
It's pretty weak.
That's light.
Three of them are inviting you to a gay bar.
The Flaming Saddles is when I should have turned around, you know? And then there's nothing wrong with gay bars or anything like that. I'm just saying, hey, maybe I'm reading this wrong, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think...
I just thought that I'm like, hey... No one else is going to be hitting on her.
It is Pride Week. I'm going to come out and say, I've never been to a gay bar.
Really? Oh, yeah.
That's not intentional.
I did bang that out before heading to Pride Week. Bang might have been that was bad word.
And actually, I take that back.
I did no banging.
That is not true. I've been to the gayest bar. I don't know if it's the gayest bar, but the Stonewall. I've been to that bar.
Really?
So I'm an ally.
Okay.
I got drunk there.
How was it?
It was like for a work event. It was fun. I remember the Met game was on. It was Noah Syndergaard's first start. I don't know why I remember this experience. I guess
It doesn't sound like a gay bar. Doesn't sound like the gay bar I was at least. The saddles were flaming. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they were on fire. Yeah, there were no saddles.
Good music.
Yeah.
Good music. So just kind of getting like a crazy week. You know, a lot of people are talking about Subway, like the food chain, the sandwich spot.
Yeah.
They're making like. Apparently, the tuna is not tuna. Have you really heard?
Yeah, I've heard about this. First part is like, if Subway sandwich shop is a place that you like think is really good and is one of your favorite like quick serve fast food restaurants, like out the gate, you should be eating fake tuna.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
The place is terrible. I've had it. Like
fake tuna, fake meat, fake bread.
If you're expecting... Yeah, they were using yoga mat material in their bread.
Like, yoga
the fact
mat
that
material,
there's an outrage about this. Like, stop going to fucking Subway. You learned your lesson. And you know what? The fake tuna, I've had the sandwich there before. It's a good tuna. It's a good tuna sandwich.
Good.
Like, but when I go to Subway, I know I'm getting not real food.
The craziest part about Subway is how expensive it still is.
It's
not that cheap.
Yeah.
It's not that cheap. Your deli makes a real sandwich for probably the same price, and you'll probably get more bang out of your buck for it. $5 footlong has literally never existed once in this entire life, and that is literally one of the biggest hoaxes in like the history of everything. Yeah. But everybody knows that. It's just such a hoax. It's never true. But I think the thing about Subway, because my friends love it. It's like some of my friends, like, they still love it.
It's such a trash
choice.
They
come out, they leave, like, they're paying $18 bills. I'm like, yo, what the, why? I thought the whole point
is. You
could
have gone to Katz's.
Yeah. Well, Katz's is $4 billion.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess, you know, points to Subway there. But I don't know. I also like, you know, I think, you know, the reason why people like it is you know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting. You know what you're walking into. You know what you're getting. There's not going to be much surprise.
You're getting a shitty meal.
Yeah.
The best part was the bacon.
I like the meatball marinara. So I used to get that.
It was
quick.
It's awful.
You didn't like it? Yeah.
I hate Subway.
You hate Subway. Yeah. The thing is, I don't like Subway that much either, but like I'll get a sandwich from time to time. But like the way that my friends love it, like just always like confused me, some of them.
I think and part of it.
Yeah. What do you think?
Part of it is we had Jimmy John's on my college campus, Jimmy John's just blows Subway out of the water.
Yeah, it's better.
I thought Quiznos was better than fucking Subway.
I never really was into Quiznos, but like,
also disgusting.
Yeah,
but their bread was better.
Subway was like the original. I feel like it was like the OG, like Chipotle X type of spot. It was just like a chained, like kind of fast casual, but like mostly fast, you know. And I just feel like there really weren't too many places like that before Subway. And at the time Subway came out, it was like a pretty big fad because it was also healthy. You know?
Yeah, which was all bullshit.
Which is all bullshit. But I do think, so you're saying you think, what do you think the reason why people like Subway or what this is?
Oh, I mean, I'm just like, you shouldn't be surprised that it's not tuna. Also, like, I get that, like, fake seafood salad sometimes where it's all just fake crab and it's fucking delicious.
Yeah.
You got some fake food. Are you really surprised? Like,
yeah,
even,
you
like,
can't be surprised.
Even if you get a boar's head sandwich, like, that stuff's processed. It's definitely more, I'm sure, like, by the way, I love tuna. After this, I got a can of tuna and olive oil. It's fucking delicious. I'm going to make some of that after this. I love tuna. And sometimes the fake tuna is good, too.
Yeah. The funny part about all this is also that my friends who love Subway hate tuna.
Really?
Yeah. So this is just like, yeah, well, I don't need to get the tuna.
Yeah. Also, like, if you're going there to get the tuna, you're a fucking psycho.
Yeah. Well, didn't you say you had it?
I've had it before. Yeah. And it was good. But, like, if that's what you're going to,
I would never
get.
Yeah, I would never
do
that.
If I'm going to Subway, I'm getting all, like, the fucking, like, the red meats, not like the like pepperoni and the salami and all that.
Not the
Italians.
Yeah, I never really got that from Subway. I don't know. Because I just feel like I'm one of the leading world leaders in turkey sandwich consumption since 1994, I think.
Yeah.
Probably be like maybe top 10, honestly. Like if you look at the numbers, I'm probably top 10 turkey consumption in like the world.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
So I just, like, when I go out, that's not what I get because I always have it, right? It's, like, the same thing with healthy food, like, or, like, you know, just, like, plain grilled chicken. I don't get grilled chicken when I go out because I'm always eating grilled chicken at home. And it's, like, whatever. If I'm going out, I'm going out. That's, like, my thought process. So I never really got that. I got the chicken teriyaki and the meatball marinara. Those were probably, like, my go-tos.
I may have tried the meatball before, but, like, again, it's, like, also, like, just sitting in there, if you ate in there, you would walk out there smelling like fucking yoga mat bread.
Yep.
Like, it was just a terrible, disgusting experience. I hated everything about it. I hated the branding. I hated just, like, everything about that fucking place.
Subway Jared.
Because I love a sandwich. Yeah, if you like that. From the beginning, I was like, this guy's a fucking weirdo, right? Were we really that surprised?
Yeah, I wasn't too surprised.
Anyone, I did not lose as much weight as Jared. But anyone who, like, continually wants to show you after they lost weight how fat they were, I never understood that. I want every picture of me fat to go away.
Yeah.
I want to pretend that person never existed. The way I look at losing weight is, like, you know how some people were, like, they're, like, recovered white supremacists or they're, like, recovered terrorists?
Yeah.
You know, that's how I feel about it. Like, I'm not going to put, if I'm a recovered white supremacist, I'm not going to be like, here's a picture of me in a Klan hat, then here's a picture of me at Obama's inauguration. Yeah. I'm just showing the Obama inauguration picture.
That's how so many people, it's so easy to make a living like that. Just being, I used to be this, like, now I'm good. And everyone's like, yeah, you like I voted for Trump. Now I'm not going to do that. Like, everybody loved those people.
Well, I would say recovering white supremacists or recovering terrorists is far more impressive than, like, losing a lot of weight. Because losing weight is something you should do, right?
Yeah.
If you were that terrible of a person that you were able to switch around your life so much to become a good person, that's actually more impressive.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because in college, I remember I was at a Subway and I was just, like, looking up and I used to get Subway, like, for the meatball marinaras and the chicken teriyakis. Like, also because it was part of the meal plan.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of something that I got used to getting sometimes when I didn't know what to get or I didn't want to spend that much money, but I ended up spending it anyway. But whatever. But I remember I looked up and I saw, this is pre-rape Jared, and I just look up and pre-pedo Jared or whatever. And I look up and I just see him. I'm like, why don't I just get really fucking fat, say I ate this food chain for a year while I just simultaneously lose all the weight and then become their guy?
Yeah.
Like, that was my, because I didn't know what major I wanted to do.
Right.
So I was just like, I don't know if I want to do finance or law. What if I just get really fat and become the mascot for a restaurant?
Right. And now the funny part is, now that you're a comedian, you could just say, like, what if I do just get really fat?
Yeah, and then become the fat guy.
But then get ripped again.
And then get ripped again.
Yeah. And say,
you
got to
be relevant.
Addiction.
That's like, you got to be relevant. You got to either be fat or you got to be.
Okay, you got to get really fat and you got to become like the male body positivity comic. Like, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, body positivity does not apply to men at all. It's all for females. And you be that guy.
Yeah. And then when I lose the weight, everyone's like, yes.
Yeah. And then you lose a shit ton of weight and then you're ripped again. Everyone's like, you're a fucking hero.
Well, that, yeah. I used to think this way also about, like, I don't I don't stay in shape. I get in shape, and then I go out of shape, and then I get back again because I love compliments, right? If you're always the same, if you're always in shape, like you're nothing's changing, so you're never gonna get the compliments saying, "Oh, you look great." Because like if you always look great, you don't get those compliments anymore.
Yeah.
So you gotta put on a few, lose it. Holy shit, you look great. Put on a few again, you know, because if you're always hot, you're never going to get compliments.
Got to tell you, one of the best things about losing all that weight has been compliments.
100%.
But there are guys, people who will take it too far, and they'll be like, you look amazing. And then they'll be like, fuck you, man. Like, you make me feel like shitty about myself. Yeah. Like, fuck you, man. I'm like, come on. Like,
yeah,
you're not fat. Like, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I don't know. Your personality doesn't scream run 5 miles a day, Alex, to be honest.
I haven't been doing it for a very long time.
Damn.
The fact that I've been able to maintain, and I barely am. Every weekend I throw on 5 and then I take them off during the week.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going to eat healthy today because I've had a rough week.
I don't know if I'm like, I'm going to see. You know, obviously my alarm is set every weekday at 7:45 to go to the gym before work. But then, you know, wake up, just like, eh.
Then that alarm goes off.
Yeah. Then that alarm goes off and I'm just like, hey, I don't know. Like, what did I eat? Oh, I didn't even eat late last night.
Yeah.
I didn't even eat late last night.
Yeah, just starving.
I barely had
dinner.
Need
to work out.
I barely had dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy other story in the news. Tee it up, Corey.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are also talking about this. John McAfee, the creator of the McAfee antivirus, something that all old people use on their computers, because like I feel like old people like were held on to their PCs for a while.
Yeah, but also, by the way, do all these government agencies and companies that have been hacked have this antivirus software on it or no? Because apparently
yeah,
it doesn't
do.
Work.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it works or not. All I know is that the founder, who's been in jail in Spain for... sometime actually allegedly killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Spain. He was in jail, indicted by the U.S. because he was evading taxes, I think around $4 million in taxes or something. And people are starting to think this is like a whole new Epstein 2.0 cover-up, like crazy stuff.
Because
he had tweets in 2019, and he got like a tat saying whacked.
Mm-hmm.
And the tweet was, if I... he said he had like weird, like, I don't know if he just like talks like this. He said, if I suicide myself, it's the government putting a hit out on me.
Yeah.
They said U.S. officials have been reaching out to me, you know, giving me threats saying, if you don't stop, I don't know what he was even leaking. It didn't even like make any sense. I didn't really get to that. I couldn't find the information where it says like what he was doing that would like leak some stuff. But because his company was had like all this information because all these like agencies used his mm-hmm. antivirus.
Yeah.
So he had all that information. So apparently he was saying that in 2019 he was getting threats by the government about how like they're gonna make it seem like he kills himself. So he got a tat saying that, and then he ends up killing himself the day before he's supposed to be extradited into the United States again mm-hmm. from Barcelona.
Yeah.
So everyone's going off like, oh my God, this is happening again. He didn't kill himself. There's even tweets about this. But like, I don't know. What's your take?
My take is like, I'm just like tired of all this like conspiracy shit. Like, it's just like fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
And like, this has been taken up by the QAnon people who like their whole basis, their whole thing is that the government is run by a cabal of fucking Satan worshiping pedophiles. And like, this is all the Epstein thing just like totally took this thing to another level. Just like I said this to you before, like, you can say enough crazy shit over and over. Alex Jones has made a career out of this, just saying a bunch of crazy shit. Stupid, insane shit saying that fucking, what was the school shooting was a
Sandy
fucking,
Hook,
yeah, like yeah. Sandy Hook was a false flag event. You say enough crazy shit, eventually you're going to be right. And also, like, this Epstein thing, if you watch a document, like, this wasn't, like, unknown stuff. Like, this was,
people kind of
what was scary
about it
was, like, how much he got away with.
Yeah.
But, like, this was, like, in police reports, there were investigations going on.
So you think this is all bullshit.
I don't think it's all bullshit. I think there's a possibility. But I also think that just because this guy got a tattoo that said whatever doesn't
yeah, yeah.
mean that he's innocent.
And he tweeted
just because he tweeted in 2019 saying that it will be doesn't mean it's true. He could be covering his own ass. Like this guy fucking Matt Gaetz, who's got all this terrible shit against him. He's just saying, I'm being set up by the government. What do you think Trump's fallback every time is? I'm being set up. This is bullshit. Fake news. Like, yeah. This is just the playbook of people who are full of shit. Not saying that it's not possible, but I also just, like, this is the problem with conspiracies. We're never going to know. We're never going to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, sick of wasting mental energy into it.
The end of the story is that you won't know until more shit just, like, randomly leaks, which it won't. Yeah. You know, he could have killed himself, but, like, was there a reason he killed himself? Was it set up? See, like, I was kind of had this similar thought process to what you were saying before, the whole Epstein thing. But, like, once Epstein happened, and then, like, you just see how connected he was to all of these people mm-hmm. who are, like, you know, pretty much control the government. And so I'm just like, holy shit, everyone's crazy. This is whatever. And, like, here comes the extremes again. But the annoying part about these crazy people and, like, some of the stuff that they say is that now because they say one crazy thing, everybody thinks that everything coming out of their mouth is crazy. Even, like, if they say, you know, water is wet or some shit like that, then, like, people, like, even if what they're saying is right, and, like, it always just gets completely pushed back from the other nonsense.
Yeah, but if 90% of it is wrong, then shut the
fuck up. So, like, that's not, like, you don't think this story is, like, a little bit suspicious at all?
You can find a little bit of suspicion in fucking anything.
This is a lot of bit suspicious. Come on.
What? Just because he got a tattoo?
What he tweeted about if he kills himself, he tweeted in 2019 saying, if I kill myself, it's not me killing myself.
That was 2 years ago, and now he's facing all these allegations. He was in another country.
Yeah, but
in
it's
jail.
A pandemic 2 years, so it's pretty much 1 year.
Okay.
No, but the thing is, I think it's kind of insane that you don't think it's a little bit suspicious.
I didn't say it's not a little bit suspicious, but there's just some stories in me that it's just not worth worrying about, and this falls in that category.
I'm not worried. I'm just saying... the thing is, my original thought, actually, after reading through all this, was I think he's just... I kind of have a similar thought where I was just like, I don't know. It seems too realistic and specific. Like, I feel like the government, if the government knew about his tweets, like, they wouldn't have, like, done it the same exact way that his tweets laid out, because it is just exactly what happened. But, like, that... So I thought he was just like, hey, gonna kill myself, bug everyone out, because it makes too... It adds up too much... For me, for it to kind of be that the government was plotting it.
His own ass. He thought he's being politically targeted for his tax evasion shit.
But
and listen, I don't know.
Covering
I don't
your own ass.
What?
Killing yourself isn't covering
but
your own
ass.
But
what I'm saying is, like, you have no idea what was going through his mind.
Yeah.
Like, people are just, his wife is like, that is not the words of a suicidal man, whatever. Like, how many times do you hear people who commit suicide and that was a perfectly happy person? They showed no signs of wanting to kill themselves. Like, that's what I'm saying. You can find suspicion in any of this shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I think most of my frustration with it is towards the people who 99% of what they say are just dumb bullshit. And they're just feeding all these conspiracies where now we live in a world where there is no universal understood truth anymore. And it drives me fucking insane.
It's insane. Everyone's just everything. It's just the way you deliver any message or anything you want to say. It's all about the way you deliver the information that is true to, you know, push your side, push your narrative that you want to push.
It's also everyone coming at it like they're the expert. I was noticing everybody thinks that they're capable now of being like a wellness, like a life coach. Like, I know, do you see it's like everybody wants to be a fucking life coach now? Everyone feels like they can tell people what they need to do to live better. This is the same thing. People think I read an article about this.
Yeah.
So sit down and listen to what the fuck I got to tell you, because I know better than you.
Yeah, didn't you fail social studies?
Yeah. Like, by the way, I've seen a bunch of people who I've known throughout life, like, now become mental health wellness coaches, and they're all people who had, like, breakdowns.
Well, right? I guess, yeah. Maybe they're more experienced, you know?
I guess. It's just like...
Can't just make it to the pros without going through it,
I guess.
Right?
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Please rate, review, subscribe. You know, it still helps.
Rate, review, subscribe. Most importantly, share with your friends. Hey, this clip is kind of funny. Hey, this episode was mad funny. This episode right here is funny. Yeah, listen to the story at 4 minutes in. Funny.
Yeah.
Funny, fun, smiles. Hope you guys enjoy a great week at work.
Funny,
we'll
fun, smiles
here.
Totally encapsulates my fucking mood in this episode. Woo, Alex is on a heater. I got to take a nap. Bye, everybody.
Bye.